He's a movie star and also fodder for the tabloids, but Jude Law wants you to think of him for the next few months at least as the Prince of Denmark. That would be the run of a new production of Hamlet, starring Jude Law, that opens tomorrow on Broadway. Jeff London has this report.
Director Michael Grandage says audiences in England think of Jude Law not just as a pretty face.
He's known for somebody who enjoys taking on great classical texts and interpreting them in a fresh and alive way. And eventually, when you do that for quite a bit of your life and you go into your 30s, Hamlet eventually looms up in front of you as something to be tackled before you go on much longer. And so it was with Jude.
Angels and ministers of grace, defend us. Be thou a spirit of health or goblin damned. Bring with thee airs from heaven or blasts from hell. Be thy intent. Wicked or charitable, thou comest in such a questionable shape that I will speak to thee. I'll call thee Hamlet. King. Father!
Law's Hamlet opened in London's West End to great excitement and acclaim last spring, and has now made the trip across the pond to West 44th Street. Shakespeare's famous character may be haunted by his father's ghost, the murdered king, but Jude Law says he wasn't haunted by the 400-year tradition of great actors who've played the role, from Richard Burbage, the original, to Richard Burton.
I think what's key about this part, and what we discovered very quickly, is that there is no definitive Hamlet. Hamlet shifts in the skin that he is holding at the time. He has the capability, and the play has the capability, to morph with the times. And I found it almost immediately to be that he had to come from inside me. So the idea of carrying this mantle sort of disappeared immediately.
Not that Law avoided outside research. He says he spent a year reading everything he could about the play, its history, and its various interpretations before he began rehearsals. Then he and director Michael Grandage spent time alone working on the part.
We started a week before everyone else, and we started on the soliloquies. And there are no stupid questions, he always says. Everyone's allowed to be an idiot and say, what the hell does that word mean? Or what am I saying here? And do we all get this? And so you start by pulling it apart line for line, word for word.
Now might I do it, Pat? Now here's a praying. And now I'll do it. And so he goes to heaven. And so am I revenged. That would be scanned. A villain kills my father, and for that I, his sole son, do this same villain send to heaven. Why, this is hire and salary, not revenge.
Michael Grandage's direction is all about clarity. The set is spare, and the director says he wanted to present a timeless modern production of Hamlet. Contemporary dress, yes, blackberries, no. So audiences could relate more directly to the characters and the situations.
We also knew, because Jude Law was playing Hamlet, that we would hopefully be engaging with a lot of young people. And I didn't want their first experience in the theatre, let alone their first experience with Shakespeare, to be something that alienated them in any way. I wanted it to be as fresh and as modern as it could be, and so that they, first of all, I hope they will come back.
Keeping Hamlet fresh is part of Jude Law's approach. Geraldine James, who plays Hamlet's mother Gertrude, says she's constantly surprised by the range Law displays from night to night.
I never know what Jude's going to do, and it's often different and always amazing. Sometimes it's very, very, very emotional. Sometimes it's less emotional. Sometimes it gets more angry. Sometimes it's more frightening.
Jude Law says quicksilver changes are all part of the role. Hamlet can go from high to low, from tragedy to comedy in the space of a few lines. And even as he faces the turmoil of a father murdered, a mother marrying the murderer, and eventually committing murder himself, Hamlet is always the smartest guy in the room.
The wit and the intellect that doesn't rely on falsehood or anger or anything other than a sharp, fast mind and an equally matched tongue.
What have you done, my lord, with the dead body?
Compounded it with dust whereto 'tis kin.
Tell us where 'tis, that we may take it thence and bear it to the chapel.
Do not believe it.
Believe what?
That I may keep your counsel and not mine own.
beside to be demanded of a sponge? What replication should be made by the son of a king?
Take you me for a sponge, my lord?
Aye, sir. One that soaks up the king's countenance, his rewards, his authorities. But such officers do the king's best service in the end. He keeps them, like an ape, in the corner of his jaw. First mouthed to be last swallowed. When he needs what you have gleaned, it is but squeezing you and... sponge. You shall be dry again.
I understand you not, my lord.
I'm glad of it.
Law says it's his job to bring all the aspects of this tragic role to life for the audience. He's always mindful of how this prince, destined to be king, has been violently thwarted.
Every night I want to try and fulfill the possibility that he would have been most royal had he been put on. He actually had the possibility of being a great king and a great man, so that you see him being beaten down by the world. To me, one of the elements of the tragedy is that you see a positive human become sort of hardened and tarnished to being a murderer. And it's simply through him trying to cope with the world and surviving the world.
Audiences can see Jude Law as Hamlet at the Broadhurst Theatre through December 6th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And you can watch Jude Law match wits with the Gravedigger and listen in as he explains what it means when Hamlet plays the fool at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.